Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm going to set the mood.
We'll set the mood real quick.
Let's turn the lights out. Get the puke bucket ready. Several are asking, why didn't we just watch the movie on tape? Or video it? Because we can't play it like that.
No.
I don't know how people get away with doing that on like YouTube, where they do the first reactions. Like, which they're mostly bull crap.
That's a good question.
This is the first time I've heard this song that's 35 years old. Never heard it before. Okay.
Likely.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Because usually our screeners now are, they're digital links and they have an expiration. Kind of like
true.
How theaters get movies now. Close to it.
They get them digitally?
Yeah, a lot of them. Like
Makes sense.
Like it opens at a certain, and then closes at a certain date. So you watch the hell out of it as many times as
so
you
So they don't make... There's no such thing as a film cell anymore.
Not really.
The strips of them. Okay.
Well, this is like a Tarantino movie. I guess he does it that way sometimes. Try to shoot on film.
I got the bucket here.
How gory is it?
I come from a time when they used to advertise haunted houses as saying this haunted house. They might even say like four people went in, but only three came out. They would use that in the stuff. And you, I mean, most sane people would hear that and say, But and then when you hear movies start off before they really even hit theaters, like at the what do they call them? The premieres, that people were getting up and people were throwing up in their seats and they were violently ill, because that's good marketing in a weird way.
Yeah, really.
But it's usually bull crap until I watch the screener.
It's hard to get into some movies like that, like for me personally, because if it's too over the top, I don't get sick.
Yeah.
I was like, well, it's got to be somewhat believable.
I mean, how gross is it?
There are a couple scenes that are kind of believable that are really rough.
First off, it's Terrifier 3 is the movie. I was not aware of 1 or 2. So I get in the movie not knowing the storyline. Nor did I realize that the murderer is a guy named Art the Clown. And if you've listened to this show for any time, I hate the hell out of clowns. I like the ones that pick up crippled children, you know, the Shriner clowns. Those are good people.
Yeah, they're good dudes.
Ronald McDonald, I blame him for the part of my health conditions right now.
Well, he told you to take the cover off the nuggets, not the cover. What do you call it? The breading. Take the breading off the nuggets.
That's what they told me at fat camp. What's your favorite part? I like the breading. Okay. So
how do you
that's
take
probably
it off
not the
nugget.
That's you just peel it off. But, man, I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, that's some of the best parts of it.
It is the best part.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't get the Krispies when you go to Long John Silver's. I'm like.
That's a premium side. Anyway. the first part of the movie, is that kind of what?
I didn't finish the whole movie. And you can go ahead in the comments and call me all the words. I don't care. I've called myself those things.
Why didn't you finish?
Because it's sick. And it's gross.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
It's a clown, first off. I don't trust them. I think no. They are what you see when you trip acid and stuff, like the jesters and all that. I think that's where the whole sign of a clown comes from, the Nephilim.
Yeah. It's going
to
be hard.
I don't know how to spell it, but you can Google it.
That's the spot between your anus and genitals.
That's the perineum, not the Nephilim.
You have to give a couple spoilers, right? This is really the only way you can talk about it.
There's suspense and scary, and then there's just downright disgusting.
The one part I don't want to go too far into is not so much a spoiler. It's just like people don't want to hear that. I'll just say this, and you, fat boy, you say what you like.
This would be fun.
There's certain things in movies, in horror movies, without even saying it, there's certain things in horror movies that just never happens. You don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just never happens. You understand what I'm saying? Probably not. I'm too loose with that. Usually, though, like, you notice, like, something might happen at a camp somewhere, and all the teenage counselors get slayed and all the other.
Yeah.
But
in a bad way.
But those that are, you know, under a certain age are usually there somehow safe and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, not in this movie.
No common sense.
Yeah, that's the part that was kind of, and that was kind of toward the beginning, too. You're like, I really don't want to hear this. Like, that's what's worse. You don't see it. You hear it.
It's just certain things you don't, it didn't need to be in a movie.
Like, the other part was.
The chainsaw.
Well, that's the other part. The other part, like the part with the head, his head.
I don't know that. I didn't see that.
That was a little over the top. So, of course, all right, look, you turned out by now anyway, if you didn't want to hear what happened. So his body doesn't have a head until he goes and gets a head, which is actually his head, but it's his head birthed by somebody else. But it's his actual head, and that's all she gave birth to was his head. At this point, I'm like, this is stupid. Like, it's not even scary or gory, really. But that's what I get. Like, I don't get sick from it. I'm just like, well, this is absurd. And then that part was just.
All right, I'm going to spoil it for you because you don't need to see it.
I think I'm lost in the birthing.
They get you with this one scene where it's like, oh, they're getting naked and getting in a shower.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, you know there's never going to be full-on coitus because it never happens. They're never like, all right, boy, that was good sex. Now let's find something to watch on TV or whatever. Usually, Jason's going to come up with a pitchfork and get them, usually in the stomach area. Okay. They never go after any of the nefarious areas, do they?
Plus, he never looks either. He's not a horny killer. He never was like jiggling a boob or nothing and then stabbing people. He's just like, he straight up kills all the time. There's no hint to anything that's going to happen.
Which you want a perverted killer,
but this
though.
Is the worst kill ever in a movie.
I mean, it really is.
I think.
You remember the scene in the strip club page on the movie 7 where they showed the strap-on apparatus?
Yeah.
Okay. In that vein, God, why you... See, this is to humiliate me. Am I in the Illuminati now? You humiliate me live on the...
Let's see if I got something that's going to help you out real quick.
Sound effects. It's
not good. I know what you're going to do.
I might have one.
You're going to make somebody down in Georgia very happy right now, aren't you?
It might take a second, but I think I got something that's going to help you out. Let's
see. This couple gets in the shower page and, you know, you're thinking, all right, this will be titillating.
Ooh.
And for you, that means a lot. There's the Art the Clown has a chainsaw and... He puts the end of that chainsaw somewhere and turns it on, man.
Yeah, he does. Like, it is. And the guy's selling it, too. He really is. Which should be hard to do because you can't really actually do that to somebody.
No. God, why? Like, why?
But, okay. Is that creative or is that over the top or both? Or I don't have what I was going to give you. But
I don't understand. And help me figure it out. Because I won't change my mind about it, but like, what's the enjoyment of that?
Oh no!
I mean, I like the suspense. I like the whodunits; those are fun. But with those movies, you already know who did it. Who did it is the damn who's named in the movie.
I like to be scared with suspense if it's scary.
You don't want to sit there and start to feel
nauseated.
Like yes, like I'm feeling right now. Mm-hmm. You know, perspiration shoot.
I'm gonna tell you, like,
I have nothing to cover my
there are
head
certain with. Movies I can't watch people being tortured.
I feel so like a guy singing the blues right now. I gotta keep washing my head.
That's like James Brown.
But to have somebody like to be scared and have like it
you're like
to imply that something's gonna happen, like maybe the killer's gonna go chase you in the woods, I'm okay with that. Like Friday the 13th or something like that. But I don't want to see people mutilated and tortured.
Wrecked them up.
Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Did you see the one? Okay, this is from Amanda in the comments section. She said, I took my daughter and niece to watch it yesterday, and it wasn't as scary as they made it out to be.
How old are they?
That's a good question.
God.
How old are they, Amanda?
Look away. They're putting a chainsaw in his butt.
It got so rough to when they actually do other kills it's kind of over the top. Like, that's not an over the top kill, but compared to everything else that's going on that we've already seen, it just adds to it. And it's not like, just the whole thing together is really sick.
Mm. I did not get to the Santa Claus scene. What happened?
Well, that's when the family, like, the,
oh, is that the kids. End?
Yeah. Well, I think we started at different points, and that's where you hear the kid getting.
Oh, that
the
will
kid?
Yeah, you hear it.
Okay, God. He ends,
with the mall?
No, he ends up getting the whole family, but you hear the kid first, and then you, just like a family of four, there's two kids involved. But
that was the same time when, God, we're totally giving the whole thing away now, but when they froze the head, froze him with the knife.
I don't think I made it to that point. I remember the head being born. I saw that. I definitely saw that part.
No, you didn't see with the snowman?
I don't think so.
How the hell did we watch different parts of it, though? I started at the beginning. I did not finish.
I wonder if we got two different links, and it's just like two parts.
Two different movies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Happy Halloween.
That's a haunted goat, by the way.
Ooh, that's scary.
Uh-oh. You give Jim Brewer running for his money.
Do the goat. He never did the goat.
He never did the goat at his comedy show. There were people dressed as goats. He didn't do the bit.
He was over it.
I'd be so mad I'd walk out. At some point, you got a feeling he ain't going to do the goat.
Nope.
Like 45 minutes in.
You got four people dressed like a goat sitting front row there at the auditorium that night in Spartanburg. And he didn't even acknowledge them.
And what if that was your least favorite thing that you've ever done in your life, and that's what defined you and made you famous?
I get it. That's when people say, like, tickle it to me. I'm like, yeah.
Now I can't hear you.
Moved on. Moved on. Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say the name of the movie.
You got a bunch of weirdos out there want to go pick it up. Also, I'm wondering now if this is the one when I was a kid, because you said it was from the 80s, there was a certain wall of Pick-A-Flick video. It used to be a place, kids, where you'd have to go rent these things called tapes, and you'd watch movies on them. And they had a certain, it wasn't porn, but they had a certain area of videos that I was not allowed to go to. But I remember one of them said, this movie's banned in the United States. And I'm like, well, y'all, we're in the United States. Y'all are allowing it to be rented. I'm going to call the law on you.
You know.
But then again, that was a time when they could market stuff like that and say, this movie started with 10 people in the cast and it ended with 7. Where did the other 3 go? And it was like, oh, okay. That sounds fun. Someone may have really died in this movie. Sign me up.
No.
Yeah, because those were the only, like, the big chains wouldn't have Faces of Death or anything like that. The smaller ones would.
Yeah. Carmike, they had it.
I wanted to watch the text to see if people would figure it out as I described it, but somebody else already texted in. If your number ends in 223, you got it.
How popular was Faces of Death here? I mean, did you?
Very.
I saw it in the theater.
It was popular in California. I've never seen any of it.
I didn't like it.
I saw
like
about
it.
15 minutes of the third one.
What's the draw?
Or maybe a little.
I always thought it was animal torture, so I could never do
so
that.
So the parts that I did see were, and I wanted you to get to what people were guessing, Fat Boy, but the it was a part that, I think it started with them putting a monkey on this.
They're at a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
That's the one I saw. They're at the restaurant, and the monkey's in the middle of the table.
And they spin it like a lazy Susan, and then everybody gets little batons out. And
oh, my God.
And then the other part was in Russia, they quartered a guy with horses.
Yeah.
Oh, pulled him apart?
Yep.
But you know what was kind of cool? You got to see boobs, but you got to see them before they got hacked up by a boat propeller. Yep.
Oh,
she went up under the boat from skiing. It hacked her hooters all up.
And what's crazy is I almost died that same way at Lake Hartwell. Not with my hooters, but with my head. Yeah, it was.
That's the quote of the day.
I don't want to say the name of the event now because it may have been a station sponsor. Regardless. I was like, oh, God, I got to get over here for a boat because we were all tied up with boats. And it's like, oh, I got to get over there to do my boat announcements. And I was like, well, I can't get up on this boat. Imagine I'm over here. I'm going to climb on this boat and then climb down on the other side to then go across the little canal or whatever the hell.
Who's going to look at you? They're like, you can't really, the view's not.
I remember just going down as far as I could and looking up and seeing that blade. And it wasn't spinning, but it was slowly spinning. I'm like,
can you imagine if you were sucked in?
I think I doo-dooed the water that day. Thank God I cut out the little casing they put in the swim trunks.
You weren't the only one that did that in that water.
My God.
Over time.
Oh, I fed the catfish and the carp.
Fed the carp.
Yeah. That's the closest brush with death I've ever had in my life. Now, was I drinking? Yeah, I said that. You ain't listening good. But also, I wonder, was I as close as I thought?
You probably.
Because I looked up there and I remember just, whoa, God. I sobered up so fast.
I wonder if it would have killed you, though, if it would have just...
I probably would have effed up their motor. Freaked it up is what I meant.
It's so hard-headed.
Hey, man, my props messed up.
All right, what did people guess? The movie you're talking about?
Well, somebody's... had a text in that it was considered the most disturbing movie ever. And I thought it was, but when I looked up these lists, it wasn't even in the top five. So somebody sent it to me.
Okay.
It's banned in 40 countries. To get released in this country, they had to cut 2 minutes from the film. Now, I watched the original. I don't want to say what it is, but the synopsis is the character is a retired adult film actor. And he wants to do a legit movie, and he gets coaxed into doing an art movie, but he gets tricked.
There's that name again. My Art the Clown. Oh. Paige's brother Art used to terrify her friends with a snake.
Art the Snake Wrangler.
Only his sister.
/ chili cooker. Yep. / barber.
Yeah.
He gets tricked into doing a snuff film.
We're not talking about Skull.
Nope. And then you see, it just the depravity of.
Whoa!
Of humans.
Whoa! Depravity.
Nice. Man, there was one of the worst scenes is, all right, so this lady's in the hospital. She's having a kid. When they take the baby, they'll take it off to the nursery or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't really let's just say they had other plans for the kid. It's a really rough movie, and they show all that. And
see? And we
what
we,
is that? We, who can watch that?
Who watches
at that point? I felt
if
like
if y'all were famous, you would have been on the Epstein Island.
That's the thing. If you look up the movie, people are like, "Oh, it's a black comedy." That's what it is. It's just dark. I'm like, this is like real legit sick snuff. I got to that part, thought it was being set up. I was like, I ain't watching this anymore.
And it really is what it is.
Yeah.
Ow.
I mean, it really the murders.
Hey, why would they not be arrested?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of. There was a lady in the movie that died from pretty much facilitating herself in various ways.
I told you, Paige, you can die from that.
That's how she died. There's a lot of weird ways to kill people, weird, odd sexual ways to do it. And it's a rough movie. And the fact that it even got released in this country is nuts. And I'm not even going to tell you what happens in the end. That's probably the worst part. But the whole movie all the way through is like, how could you even act in it? This is like where it was made. The guy's like a legit actor, film actor, and then it's a real controversial movie.
And he died making the film.
No, that was the other movie.
Okay,
the one that was about the World War II time of torturing kids. That director actually got murdered for that movie. This one is not even. This don't even crack the top five of when you look up list of the most horrible, gruesome movies.
What are the top five? My God.
Everybody agreed that was number one, the one about the World War II torturing kids at that time.
Well, yeah.
The one the director got killed for.
Do you feel after you watch that kind of stuff that it desensitizes you to seeing people suffer?
I don't think so, me personally. I had to fast forward through some parts.
They were just giving murderers new ideas.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Like, how sick can I be depraved in...
But I feel like the one I watch is worse because it's... That's a different section of people, man. They can get off on watching that type of stuff.
Yeah.
This is like real. It was real sexually based.
It doesn't mean that you're going to actually go out and do it. But to me, it's, again, what floats your boat, I guess. But, I mean, there's certain things that are just sick. Sick and scary, two different things.
You know what was kind of creepy about this movie, the way it ended? It's not what it's what you didn't see.
What is it called again, people are asking? On the text.
It's called a Serbian film.
Okay. You can't call it what it really is called?
No, that's the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But the way it ends is what you don't see. You hear a guy say something like, oh my God, are they really about to do this? But that's where the movie stops. You don't see anymore. Thank God.
Sometimes the sound's the worst part. Remember when Paige did Harper Valley PTA that time? I couldn't get it out of my head.
When they can make the sound of a zipper creepy, that's a awful, rough movie. The sound of the zipper was creepy, dude.
Like a pants
Beans and Franks?
Yeah, a pants zipper.
Beans and Franks?
No, it's just like, you know what's about to happen.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to hear that.
This is rough. I mean, this is the roughest movie I've ever seen.
Was this happening to a man or a woman? Because, see, I feel like if it was happening to a man, it would bother me more than if it were happening to a woman. Because I don't know what, I can't identify with what a woman, you know. Like, I don't like lesbian porn.
It was about
this ain't nothing in here for me.
It was about to happen to a male, we'll say that, but not a man.
What?
Yeah, it was a rough movie, man.
Transvestite?
No.
Oh.
I have to tell you off air.
I'm not
comfortable saying it on the
radio.
My
God.
I can tell you in plain terms, too.
You're usually very comfortable saying everything on the radio.
This is the worst. Like, the fact that it was even released in its own country. It's banned in 40 of them. And what I'm telling you got cut from the American version.
Is the hotbed for this stuff like Russia, Serbia, that area, the former Tartar? I mean, would come from... Look, I don't know why. I mean, I'm just a good old American boy, but I feel like Japan would have some sadistic crap.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Paige, will you be my witness if I do have to go to HR about Fatboy?
Sure.
With all the... You know, we just took this thing the other day about learning... I don't think it's as bad to say this. We have to watch these little things, like corporate America stuff, where they're like...
Yes.
You know, teaching you how to be a good coworker and stuff.
I think it's teaching you how to harass.
I didn't realize there were certain ways to do it until I watched the video.
But it's like this one dude is
asking this girl out, and she keeps blowing him off, you know, saying no. And he keeps doing it and doing it and doing it. And finally, like, he gets her phone number off the work, you know, info. And it's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that is harassing. And I've profess that I'm not proud of my weak stomach. Looking at it, you think it'd be quite strong. It's very weak.
Very, very weak.
Very weak.
And
it's gonna puke.
And we did a whole thing yesterday, but like the bully that he is.
In your defense, there's a lot of stuff in that movie that would make people feel the same way. And it was.
Yeah. And I looked at some of the comments and I saw some very sweet people, usually women, but that's okay. They were saying, you know what? I would feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, sexy Matthew. That's what they said, Paige.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Being ass. That's me. Beautiful and sexy.
I was thinking it'd be a little, you know, a little fun exercise. Paige could participate as well.
Oh, now he's going to try to make you into more manly than me, probably.
Oh, that could
That could be. That would work.
I should be keeping score.
You look like you're crying. Don't worry.
One eye is crying. The other one's drooping.
It's not black. Just so you know, you don't have a black eye.
Thank God.
It's more like a gray eye.
We give you one, you keep on.
Yeah.
See, that's the video. That's
you want a matching pair?
You want me to give you something to cry about, fat boy?
See, we've all seen these videos. We're telling you what not to say.
Right.
I made a list of a few things I think that could, you know, would it gross you out? Maybe it wouldn't, but, you know, it could.
I'm a germaphobe prior to COVID. A lot of you, welcome to my world after COVID. I was that way prior to. So I wonder how I got it three times.
You are, we dubbed, the worst responder. Like you couldn't
the worst first, yes. Not the absolute worst, but the worst first responder. Because I would vomit in the wound, likely, or pass out, and they'd have to call another hospital truck to come get me. You suck. My Lord. Kurt Angle me right now.
Now, this one, Madman's got a story about this one that I thought of because, you know, they told you to picture this on your food when you went to fat camp. Yep.
Yeah.
That was one on my list, maggots.
Which is unbelievable. Like,
that's so nasty.
My parents paid for me to go there. It was called the Vitality Center. And they would teach fat kids how to quit eating so damn much. And I was like, man, they tell her to quit making it.
But would this turn your stomach? I tried to think of stuff that would actually, you know, elicit that same reaction.
Again, you want me to.
That you got from the movie.
That didn't work for me then.
Okay.
Because I would play another trick on myself. And I said, well, that's just moving rice. You know?
Oh, we play a little. Yeah, okay. I see.
I play mind games with myself. Oh, that's not maggots. That's moving rice.
We got to tell yourself in the movie. It's just ketchup.
Remember I tell you like when I first started having sex. What am I saying?
What?
Like early on, you know, when it would be like real fast, you know, I would start to, I found this little hack that you would do. And it would be.
Do tell me.
Right when you're getting to the end of sex, think of something real gross.
Oh.
But I did in this one particular time, and it got so bad where I just had to stop. That made myself sick.
You don't have to
gross stuff while having sex with a very attractive woman at the time.
Obviously, you don't have to say what it is, but was it a person you thought about or, like, not a person? an activity or?
It was not a person. It was I don't want to say. Okay. Hey, are you familiar with the song by Alice Cooper called Cold Ethel?
No.
Okay, well then I'll have to write it down. But it was not, you know, something you should ever think about while being
coitus
inside of a bed.
Okay, well if the maggots didn't really work, what about if you like other people puke? If you see or hear somebody puke, I mean,
that's happened one time in my life. And the reason why it sucked so bad, this was when I was in middle school. I was safety patrol. I was about safety, guys. Slow down. And
don't text.
This guy started throwing. So after the safety patrol thing, after we got done, we had some party. I guess we're saving lives. I don't know. And the safety patrol officer lady brought chocolate cupcakes, and I don't know if the kid ate so many of them or what it was, but he started throwing up, and I felt like I was going like that, but I didn't want it to come out of my mouth, and it came out of my nose, and I had chocolate vomit coming out of my nose.
Oh,
goodness.
And it was like it got an infection, I think.
Oh, did you have to go home?
Yes.
We didn't have a nurse.
My nose ran chocolate for like 2 or 3 days. Mm. I was like a slow working fondue freaking machine. It was gross and it hurt a lot. But yeah, I had chunks and coming out of my nose because I didn't want it to come out of my mouth.
I bet Diddy was pissed. He had to come get you.
That was Mary. That was Mary's cousin, was the safety patrol officer. What's up, Judy? Yeah.
What if
I'm just awful at that stuff. And there's no way to fix it. It's just who you are as a person. Like people say, oh, if you had to go over to be in wartime or whatever. I was like, no, I would be throwing up all over Vietnamese people or Sudanese or whoever we're warring with. Ukraines? No, yeah.
That doesn't bother you, Paige, vomit? Seeing somebody vomit?
Oh, that's why I won't be a nurse. I mean, I can handle blood or anything. I just I don't want to be puked on or pooped on. That's my deal breaker.
Well, it's
one thing you didn't say there.
I don't think you've had the right person yet.
Not doing it right.
What if somebody stinks? Like, they obviously smell bad. Does that make you sick?
Yes. Yeah. Like BO?
Yeah.
Or other things.
There's I can't describe it because I don't know what it is.
Feet.
There's a certain smell.
Body page. BO don't just come from the tank or underarms.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, shoes. Like they take their shoes off. You know that it's not going to be sexy time. Yeah.
Especially if they have bunion pads. Oh my
God. This is going to sound bad.
Can you read that right there? That's what that was the side. That was the hack to.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You had to talk yourself into it. Like,
No, I wasn't. I put that image in my head to make the sex last longer. Again, I was early 19, 20, something like that. And I was like, oh, this will work. And it just went like full on, like, nope, this ain't going to happen no more.
You know, it would be weird if it did
that. I worked myself into a shoot, brother.
What if it did the opposite? Then you'd be worried, like, oh, no.
Right? Like, oh, wow, I'm into that now. Crank up the Alice Cooper.
Ew.
No, I'd never be.
I don't know how to
I like a warm touch.
Man, I don't know how to describe this, but there's a certain smell that when you have BO, but it's not it's like when you have a rash with BO, it's like some kind of
chemical smell.
Yeah.
Yes, like ammonia or something. I know. Oh God. That brings back memories.
Something with like some extra funk on it.
Yeah. God bless.
Like, and it gets stuck in your nose. You feel like it doesn't go away.
I feel like I smell it now. I don't. None of you stink. I just feel you put me back in that place in my mind, and I'm like, God bless. It was on a car ride.
Oh, and then, like, you kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, this one. This one's just gross. It probably doesn't, like, you know, make you puke or nothing, but, like, if you see a Band-Aid laying on the ground.
No.
Like a used one.
No. As long as I ain't touching it or fall down, it's stuck to me or something.
It's got a little,
see, like, that right there would be, you don't understand how weird it gets. You it's funny. I threw away the belt that time at Target because I went to pee in the urinal. I didn't need to tell you I was going to pee. I was going to stand in front of the urinal. How about that? And I undid my belt, and the belt fell onto the lip of the urinal.
I think it's good you gave details on that, though.
Well,
I don't want to picture you sitting there with your mouth beside it.
Like to be a good storyteller. And I threw that belt away. I did. I didn't have a choice there. I had a pair of Ray-Bans that got freaking flushed down the toilet. Also at a Target. And I bent over. Why were you wearing sunglasses in there? It's my thing. And I bent over to pick up something, and my glasses slid right off and automatic flush. Took them all the way down.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's why you need those terrible nerd robes you put on glasses. You don't lose them.
No, I ain't wearing a croaky. I hate the people wearing backwards, too. Put their, like, are you trying to make me think you're like a woolly bugger walking around with sunglasses on backwards? Weirdo. I hate that. But, yeah, I if I fell down or somebody, don't use this against me, son of a bitch.
Paige?
That's who I was talking to. You so-and-so. I would, if I fell down and a unknown Band-Aid was stuck to me, I would take my pants off right then and there. I would. I'm a weird son of a gun.
I just want to call up and say this, your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.